So yeah, where you were talking was a great spot for you to be talking when we're actually talking.
Right here.
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Nick Glover, Tim Wick, and Molly Glover.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, our guests are Ash and Loviator from Friends of Satan Twin Cities.
Oh, Satan, 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 Satan.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Hi, welcome to Geeks Without God. I'm your host, Nick Glover, joined as always by my co-hosts, Molly Glover.
Hello.
And Tim Wick.
Hi there.
You sound dark and dangerous.
I am dark and dangerous.
Tim sounds dark and dangerous, probably because of Satanic Panic, because...
Satanic.
We're here with two of the co-founders from the Friends of Satan Twin Cities group. Ash and Loviator.
Hello. Hello, Loviator. Hello, Ash.
Howdy.
Hello.
This is a satanic freethinker group religion?
Yes.
When did you guys start in the Twin Cities?
I like to think that we officially began when Ash and I created our Facebook page together, and that was October of last year.
Okay. Fitting.
Right?
For those of you listening to this years from now, it was October 2017.
That's right.
Yes, yes. Right. What's your mission statement? Like, what's your biz?
What is your purpose?
Define for me the biz.
Well, mostly, we are looking to build a community. That's what we're doing right now. The forward vision is to build a community that is similar in alignment to what the Satanic Temple is doing. That's the mm-hmm. national organization.
Yep.
Ashley and I are members. We are not spokespeople for the official organization or anything, but we are looking to form chapterhood at some point in the future. But for now, we're looking to build a community of like-minded, non-theistic Satanists. Emphasis on non-theistic.
Sure.
So when Nick said religion earlier, like that's more of a... Not really a religion in the sense of, like, believing in a supernatural thing or, like, having some kind of dogma, but...
There are plenty of non-theistic religions.
Yes.
I mean, like, animism to some degree Buddhism. Is non-theistic, mm-hmm. right? Buddhism.
Buddhism
is
got
some flavors are mostly non-theistic. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ash, how did you and Loviator meet?
Facebook.
Yeah?
No.
We actually met over the official forums for TST, and... we ended up like, where's the, the Minnesota group? And we actually made our pages at the same time without mm-hmm. knowing it.
Oh, funny.
And so we're just like, let's just combine powers and just put our two groups together and see what we can come up with.
Whose group stayed and whose went?
Ashley said. Ashley put a lot more work into her page than I did on mine, so.
But we kept her kind of, she did the Twin Cities part of it because mm-hmm. we're like, you know, we want to kind of incorporate the heart of Minnesota, which is the Twin Cities, which is both the big cities, St. Paul and Minneapolis.
Excellent.
Sure. I know a lot of what I've seen as far as the visibility of TST is using their nature or their definition as a religion to kind of leverage any sort of religious representation or muscle flexing against larger, you know, monotheistic religions, and let's just say Christianity, because that's what it is in America. Is that kind of in the card, like statues of Baphomet and stuff like that? To, you know, if you're going to have your Ten Commandments up, then we get our thing too. Oh, you don't like our thing, then no one gets anything. Is that a part of the, like, is that same tactic or philosophy part of the plan?
Well, being in the tradition of the Romantic era of Satanism. We really kind of see ourselves as the, you know, rebels against tyranny.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And right now in the U.S., that tyranny is the Christian right. And so, yeah, I think in the future, I think that's what draws a lot of us together is this feeling of, you know, we really champion sound reasoning and scientific inquiry. And, you know, if you can't prove it exists, I'm sorry, but you're not going to get very far with me. So, mm-hmm. so I think that compels a lot of the people that are interested in our group and others like it to get involved, to kind of push back against this encroachment of, you know, I'm sorry, I don't believe in your special friend. So mm-hmm. please do not, you know, make my life a living hell because that's yeah. what you want.
So my question, and I don't want to sound critical because I'm not, but I'm curious, why use Satan? Is it to draw attention? Because I'm presuming neither of you actually believe in Satan, and most of the Satanists that I've met don't believe in mm-hmm. Satan. So why is that part of the name? Why do you use that in the nomenclature of your religion?
Well, if you think of Satan more as a title rather than as a person, I think mm-hmm. it makes sense because it really is like it's the symbolism of the rebel, of the outsider, the other.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's why. I mean, yeah, it's there for a very particular reason.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. That makes sense. Kind yeah. of the original upstart,
mm-hmm.
or you know, mythologically, at least for our most popular myth today.
Right.
Does your mission, would you say your mission twins with that of the Satanic Temple, or do you feel like, I mean, obviously you're seeking chapterhood, so it must have,
yes.
you know, similar, but I mean, is it a total twinning, or do you feel like you have some places where you would differ or add?
You know, we're new enough that I think a lot of us really don't. I'll back up and I'll speak just for myself.
Yeah.
I don't feel as though I, at this point, have anything to add or would change.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that drew me to become a member of the Satanic Temple in general is because of the adaptability. It's like, okay, here are the tenets that we try to live by, but even these tenets must change and adapt
mm-hmm.
where and when necessary. You know, much sure. like the scientific method, you know, today this is what we hold as true. That may change tomorrow, mm-hmm. and I reserve my right to change it, you know, sure. based on better evidence.
Yeah. What about you, Ash?
Pretty much, I got to go with the same thing. I yeah. mean, we don't want to change anything at its core, but it's kind of an adapting religion, you know, it moves with what's going on in the world, your personal, you know, mm-hmm. life experiences, and how you interpret the tenets.
Yeah.
We should cover the tenets. I know we've talked about, like, TST before and Satanism to some degree.
That was several years ago.
It was a while ago. We should come back to the I guess, the basics. Pretty much any religion has some commandments or tenets or pillars or something. For you folks, it's seven.
Correct.
What yes. are they?
I can read them off for you. Please. I've got them right here. So, the seven fundamental tenets are: one should strive to act with compassion and empathy towards all creatures in accordance with reason. The struggle for justice is an ongoing and necessary pursuit that should prevail over laws and institutions. One's body is inviolable, subject to one's own will alone. I think I put own in there twice. The freedoms of others should be respected, including the freedom to offend. To willfully and unjustly encroach upon the freedoms of another is to forego your own. Belief should conform to our best scientific understanding of the world. We should take care never to distort scientific facts to fit our beliefs. People are fallible. If we make a mistake, we should strive to do our best to rectify it and resolve any harm that may have been caused. And last but not least, Every tenet is a guiding principle designed to inspire nobility in action and thought. The spirit of compassion, wisdom, and justice should always prevail over the written or spoken word.
That's awesome. I really like, I like any list of tenets where the last one is, just FYI, these are subject to change and don't, like, I don't know, carve them in stone and put them in front of your state capitol. Yeah.
Right.
Is there one or two of those tenets that when you first, this is a question for both of you, when you first were introduced to these tenets that really spoke to you, that when you read that you were like, oh, this is the shit for me?
I think probably, the third and the last one. One's body is invaluable, mm-hmm. subject to one's will alone. You know, being a female.
Yeah.
That one really resonated.
That was a big one for me too, yeah.
Strongly. Yeah. And then the other one is like I said, you know, it's like we should always be able to adapt our thinking mm-hmm. given new evidence.
Yeah.
I gotta go. The third one's always one that's, you know, that's one of the most powerful, and that's one that the TST has used, mm-hmm. you know, in its recent cases.
Yeah.
In Missouri against abortion.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For abortion.
Right.
Against those who are against abortions.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. that would be the word. Otherwise, actually, I would say the first one. It's kind of like the baseline, just act with compassion towards mm-hmm. everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of our twist on the golden rule, you know, from Christianity, is treat everyone how you want to be treated.
Or
it's
the whole,
the same thing.
And it harm none, do what thou wilt from Wicca and things like that. Right. Yeah.
It's kind of should be a thing in all religion or philosophy.
Well, and the golden rule predates Christianity.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Do you feel that in that first part about compassion toward all creatures, you know, according to reason, I could see how a vegan member or a vegetarian member might feel that means, you know, no one should eat meat. But do you feel like it's the according to reason that really, because then one's own body is one's own. So if I get to decide what goes into my body and it's animals and you disagree, like, are there those kinds of disagreements within the TST or within your own group that you find, or?
There's, so the official chapter has got a Facebook page, and if you go on there, these questions are getting chopped up and discussed.
Sure.
On the daily. So yeah, I mean, these are all great questions to work out, and a lot of it you just got to kind of work that out for yourself or work that out with like-minded folks.
I'm assuming you're taking new members to the Facebook group if people are listening and they want to join.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
So on paper, these rules, like if you presented them without any kind of religious dressing to them and presented them very plainly to someone that was like a diehard libertarian person, and you were like, check this out. What do you, you know, this is pretty good, right? Wouldn't they be on board with this? Like, basically, wouldn't they be, shouldn't they be on board with this? That's maybe the better question.
It's usually when you throw that satanic part in there.
That's,
right.
And that's what's
kind of
really,
away.
It's really interesting. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think most of the libertarians I know, now that I'm thinking of a few of them that are like oddly Christian, but I still think that many libertarians I know kind of reject religion or aren't particularly mm-hmm. religious.
As do many Satanists, if not all Satanists. Yeah. The real ones, not
they
the...
They skew that way, but they also
the
skew more conservatively or they present themselves as libertarian, but what they really are is...
Republican light.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Or
They're really Republicans who think abortion's okay. So,
or Republicans who like to smoke pot.
That's it. What's that meme? It's I'm socially liberal but financially conservative, i.e. I want to smoke pot but I don't really care if police shoot a black person.
Right.
Like, yeah, it's totally there's too much of that and not enough of what you folks are kind of bringing to the table. Yeah.
Have you had any Christian trolls or anybody like try to join the group just to sow discord?
We've had a few on our group.
On your group, yeah.
On our group, we have had a few random like African, like,
yeah,
like people just coming in, like, then the you look at the profile and it's just Jesus everywhere.
Oh my.
And then they're asking you to like help them sell their soul or something like that.
Yeah, there's actually
literally,
that's crazy.
It comes from some places in Indonesia and some countries in Africa where they believe in things like you know, Santeria and voodoo.
Yeah.
And they believe in a literal manifestation of Satan. They're trying to sell their soul to us to gain power.
They think that we can help them do that, or we can do that for them. And it's actually in our little list of rules that we will not help you sell your soul to Satan. We will not perform a spell for you. That's not our thing.
I
think that's a shame, because if you needed funding, that seems
right.
like...
I was just
going to say...
The Belle Plaine Memorial does still need some help with funding.
I was honestly going to say, like, it's actually really lucky that in their tenets it kind of says that you really shouldn't defraud a person promise to take their soul to Satan and take their money for it. But
I was noticing that the tenets kind of ruled that out. I was just saying it's a shame, because from a funding perspective,
right?
You could do pretty well.
It's
damn moral.
I already sold my soul, so it's too late for me.
I was born without one.
Me too. Right? Oh my God.
I sold mine for $1. I made $1. That was a good deal.
If you broker someone's soul bargain, I think you're basically like a manager, and managers are entitled to 10% of someone's success.
It's true, but the FBI can raid your house and take all your documents, and there is no privilege there. So, for the soul brokers.
Soul Brokers is kind of like a dope guild name for World of Warcraft. Or
that would be pretty good.
The Soul Brokers.
So what's this? You kind of had a throwaway line about it, but this memorial in Belle Plaine needs funding. What's going on with that? Because Belle Plaine is, like, for people who aren't from Minnesota, Belle Plaine is rural. Like, it is beyond. It is out kind of by where Renfest is right now, and it is very flat and it is very rural. And I'm assuming
the
Plaine
part isn't just a clever name.
There's lots of churches.
About a year ago, 2 years ago, this is the backstory.
Mm-hmm.
There was a religious monument that was erected to memorialize veterans, and the Freedom From Religion Foundation complained.
Yeah, I remember reading about that.
Right, and so it was removed, but the citizens of Belle Plaine rallied and made them bring it back. And so the city council created a limited public forum park, and so invited anybody to put their monuments in. And that's when the Satanic Temple official chapter worked with the city of Belle Plaine and created this monument. And 2 weeks before they were to deliver it to the park, the city council, harassed by Catholics from all over the country, rescinded it and just said, okay, nobody gets to put anything in the park.
Oh, so they took away the other one too.
Correct.
Good.
So they removed that. And anybody else who had a monument in there had to remove it. But nonetheless, TST shelled out money to commission this art piece and worked with the city to make sure that it would meet all of their stipulations. And so they're going... come on, guys. We're out of a whole lot of money for this. So
what's the what is the idea then with the it needing funding?
They're suing the city of Belle Plaine for the cost of the commission of this.
The TST is, even though our chapter isn't around anymore, they're still taking that on, or the Freedom From Religion Foundation is, or
I believe it's the official TST.
National TST.
Sure.
This was all happening before we were even...
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously,
yeah,
in everybody's eyes. So, but now that we're here, we're kind of like, okay, well, we're here if you need us.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
That's so really crazy.
I'm fascinated by this. I'm fascinated by the freak out factor with these monuments. I'm kind of like, if you feel like your God is so weak that it that they can't handle a monument to something else, then the problem doesn't seem to be with that monument, it seems to be with your own faith.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they're going to argue, of course.
Or your weak-ass God.
They're fighting for their God. And I'm like, well, your God shouldn't fucking need anybody to fight for it.
I could see the argument in that they're afraid that the monument will corrupt souls. Or it's not that they're worried about that God can't take you on. It's that they're worried that you're endangering the immortal souls of
they're worried that they're not powerful enough on their own to convince the kids that see the Satan monument not to turn to Satan. And
then I guess God just has to turn it up a notch and maybe do something about it.
Seriously,
like strike the monument down, or I don't know.
God's got to
like,
stop putting Jesus in toast and do some actual work for once.
Wasn't he on a tortilla once too?
Jesus has been in all of them. Was it Cheeto?
There was a Jesus Cheeto.
The dog butt one is my favorite.
Yeah,
because it's like the butthole is so clearly like a Jesus head.
Yes.
Like,
yeah, it's pretty great.
Fuzzy corgi talks.
If you were, a takeaway that people could have about what we need to do, you know, or how you guys are benefiting the community, what people in the community can do. Maybe they aren't comfortable. Because, you know, some people, you know, we have had people be like, well, I'm an atheist. I don't really want to associate with anything that calls itself a religion, which I understand. Mm-hmm. But is there a way that we can help you guys with your mission without physically joining up, I guess, is kind of what I'm wondering.
I would say, you know, just educate yourself, you know, and talk mm-hmm. to others. But that's kind of my panacea.
Read a fucking book.
Right?
That should be one of your tenets. Just read a fucking book.
Read a fucking book. Yeah.
That's not the Bible.
Right?
We have an FAQ on this website. Yeah. Go ahead and read it.
Yeah. I mean, you can read the Bible. Know thy enemy.
Read more than one book.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, So, you two are using an alias or aliases for the podcast. Do you get a lot of harassment or harassing messages or threats or anything to the group or?
Not yet. The previous chapter that was in Minnesota did receive multiple death threats, particularly to their chapter head.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of, when I started making the page, when we started, you know, kind of adding more members, we decided, okay, maybe the more core members, and open it up to the other ones as well, you know, use an alias to mm-hmm. help protect yourself.
Sure.
So that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he was receiving death threats against his family and other members.
Yeah.
And it's when they start going after your family that it's not mm-hmm. a laughing matter anymore. Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
Well, I mean, it's one thing to understand the consequences for yourself and be like, I'm going to do this and dedicate myself to this.
Mm-hmm.
But people that you love or are associated with that don't get that choice. And other people mm-hmm. bringing them into that is super fucked up.
Exactly.
And some people aren't exactly out yet either.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, a lot of people aren't.
That's mm-hmm. fair.
Which is why, you know, the group is a closed group. You know, you need to answer really simple questions.
I love that new feature on Facebook.
You have to answer
some questions to be considered for the group so mm-hmm. that you can get a good idea of what people are intending.
What are the questions? I need to pretest.
Just an example. Yeah.
Well, one of the questions is, do you live by the seven tenets?
Sure. It's good. Know? Yeah.
But what if you don't know where the seven tenets are, so you don't know if
the SatanicTemple.com?
They
should have listened to Geeks Without God.
I don't know if I live by them. I don't know where they are.
I can't sit with them.
One of the other questions is as simple though as, do you live in Minnesota?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, sure.
Because we were getting requests from people in New other York, states. And we're like, you guys have your own chapter.
It's unhelpful. Like,
There's one Facebook group that I'm in that is a pretty social justice-y group that I get a kick out of. I regret to inform you the Caucasians are at it again. It started as just like a tag group, but it's actually pretty populated now. One of their three questions to join the group when I joined the group was, you just had to type in fuck the police.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That's it. That's it. And some people were like, actually, I think some police are good and it's a very complicated issue. No. You just be like, nope. No. All you gotta say is fuck the police. That's it. You don't even have to believe it. You just gotta type
Just gotta type the words fuck the police.
And people are like completely incapable of typing that. Just
it's like, not cool. Surprised. Because you don't want to
be in the group. Yeah.
Do you, are there a lot of groups that have similar names to you that are like Satan, like badass, like gross teenagers with like
metal covers,
fire and metal covers, and like, yeah. Like, is it easy to find Friends
Body
of Satan
scarring.
And not
Friends of Satan, Twin Cities,
All right. So don't accidentally join some metalheads jerk off group.
Like, yeah.
Unless
you're into that.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not judging.
I said don't accidentally join some metalheads jerk off group. Yeah. Totally. Do it with intent.
Do it with intent.
And then send a link later.
Yeah. Intent and consent. Yeah.
Also, Pixar didn't happen. Right. I don't believe you're jerking anybody off.
I'm just saying. dickpics@geekswithoutgod.com.
Yeah, you can send those pictures to dickpics@geekswithoutgod.com.
Yes.
Yeah. Not like the dicks you would choose.
No.
But like dick photos.
Right.
Dick pics.
Okay. Yeah, it goes for Trent
Jeffrey. That still exists.
Yep.
I checked it just like a week or two ago. We were sitting in a meeting together and I sent a test message. What? And he's like, did you just email me? I'm like, sweet, it works. All right, it's time for five questions.
Five questions.
So we'll just go one at a time, get both your answers together. Molly, do you want to start us off?
Question one, what conspiracy theory do you find most interesting or compelling?
It was mentioned earlier, flat earth. Like, how?
Yeah. Yeah.
We have pictures, people.
Right? From space.
We have people that have seen it. Fake.
It still looks flat from that angle.
No, it's just what a heliocentrist would say.
I'm saying, the Egyptians proved the world was round and guessed the circumference within a few feet.
Aliens.
Using shadows.
It was the Greeks, but still.
Was it?
Yeah, it was the Greeks.
It's a pretty blurry line at one point, historically.
One's in Egypt and one's in Greece.
Yeah.
It's clearly Alexander.
Tell that to Alexander the Great. Lovita?
So, I think my favorite conspiracy theory is actually the Illuminati.
Because
the Illuminati, we get so many other great theories. Like, you know, Eris.
Deep state.
And, deep state. You know, I mean, it's just like...
Lizard people.
And some really great books. So, yeah. There's a lot to be.
That's awesome.
Have you guys actually gotten those invites from the Illuminati yet?
No.
No, you actually haven't gotten those messages yet?
You get a message
on Facebook and they're like, hey, for this much money, we can get you money and wealth and everything you ever wanted. Just, you know, pay us $50,000
first. If I'd received an invite from the Illuminati, I couldn't tell you.
Oh.
True.
I got an invitation to the gay agenda, but I was like, I think this was supposed to go to somewhere else. I'm a big fan of what y'all are doing, but I think, and they were like, oh, cool, thanks.
But what about gay brunch?
Oh, I attend. I just, yeah. Okay.
Eggs on eggs.
Question number two. What is your ideal 2-week vacation? Money is no object, but physics is a limiting factor.
So this was probably the hardest question for me to answer. Because 2 weeks without, you know, any limitations of money, the limitation of time was really hard for me. So I don't know. It's like I would either want to like go tour all of the Finno-Ugric countries to like, you know, because I like snow in winter. So or rent Fiji, which I hear you can do.
Rent Fiji?
You can rent Fiji. The island of Fiji.
Wow.
Right?
Huh. Can you kick out all the people for 2 weeks? Or do you like,
Maybe it's just an island in Fiji. But
that's amazing.
But yeah, it's like apparently you can rent the island. And I was like, if money was no object, let's go party in Fiji, guys.
That sounds great.
That's the most elaborate Airbnb ever.
Four stars.
Ash?
you know what? I'm actually a homebody. Mm. I'd go up north with a canoe and hang out and
do everything.
I mean, Boundary Waters.
Would you buy like a top of the line, like crazy canoe setup? Like,
well, I mean, if we're okay, so are the money limits just for the 2 weeks? I mean, can I invest money in some stuff?
If it's for the vacation, I'd say you're money is be not canoeing, a limiting. Yeah,
money is not a limiting factor. So if you bought something, you could use after the vacation. So
that's fine.
What if my ideal vacation is staying at home in my huge $5 million mansion?
I feel like that's not a vacation.
It's got to be something
that's
that
you
That's
not a vacation.
Use.
We didn't say you're perfect 2 weeks staycation.
If you're
going to
get the best fucking canoe for your vacation and you get to keep it, I think that's acceptable.
See, that makes sense to me. Yeah.
So I travel in my own personal space shuttle.
You're ridiculous.
I'm just saying. We got loopholes.
I mean, they sent a car into space. Right? I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
Actually, that'd be cool now that I'm thinking about it.
Drive a car into space.
Take a trip up to the International Space Station. Now, I'm changing my idea. Yeah. That's
space
awesome.
Station? All right. There we All go. Right. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Question 3. What is a movie or a book that changed your life and how or why?
I got to go. Actually, I'm a huge Potterhead.
Ah,
I mean, I've got, I remember
that.
The Deathly Hallows.
I was there,
But those books were my childhood. They helped me growing up, you know. I was teased as a kid, so, you know, I'd be like, yeah, me, kids are mean, and sit there reading my book.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, totally. They're mean to Harry, too, you know.
They're mean to Harry, too.
yeah, that's great. Loviatar?
For me, it was reading Watership Down the summer of between fourth and fifth grade. Because it was the first time that I read, other than like a kid's book.
Yeah, like the school stuff.
Right?
Yeah.
And it devastated me. I remember lying on the couch when I finished that book and I just sobbed for like an hour. And it, you know, but it was a cathartic cry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was hooked. Like I had no idea that a book could do that to me.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, question number 4.
Dead what is rabbits. The... Sorry, rabbits. I had to say it.
Oh, Watership Down.
Oh.
Oh, Watership Down. All right, question number 4. What's the geekiest thing you've ever done or said? I know there's a lot to choose from, I'm guessing. Yeah,
So I remember in high school, my best friend was having a bad day. And we're both gamers. And one of our favorite games was Metal Gear.
Yeah.
And he was having a bad day. You know, he'd been turned down for prom. His dog died like a week earlier.
Jesus,
so I'm like, you know
that
what?
Sounds like my senior
I know,
year,
right?
Yeah.
So I'm just like, you know what? I'm gonna cheer him up. And we had our lockers right next to each other. And so I got a cardboard box.
Nice.
Got a huge, large cardboard box, put it over me, and I kind of sat by the recycling and a note by his locker. So then he started doing his lock. Would said think like Snake, and he just sits there and goes Ash, and I come up and just boop him with the box, and then he tried to steal the box from me because he wanted to be in the box.
That's awesome.
I'd
say that's geeky.
That is super geeky and very very funny.
Yeah.
So this will show my age. In 1986, I attended my very first convention. It was a Doctor Who convention.
Hell yeah.
And I was friends with the CISOP who ran the Doctor Who fan club bulletin board.
Fuck yeah. Wow. I know Loviatar from my Citadel days. Like, so, yeah. All right.
And I got to hang, since the volunteers, including my friend, were working when Peter Davidson, who was the guest of honor, was there, they didn't get a chance to see him. They had a special private meet and greet afterwards that I got invited to. So that's the...
That is geeky.
That's super kind of geeky.
That is super high geek. Yeah, that's great.
That beats my box. Like,
totally. It doesn't. There are no winners or losers.
Hold on. Subjective scale.
I need it to be an idiom now. I'm like, well, if that don't just beat my box. You know, like, just like, well, that just bomb, man.
I think it's like busting my balls.
Yeah. What are you?
Quit beating my box.
Yeah.
All right, question number 5. What is your favorite hangover cure?
Sleep.
More whiskey.
Yay! Opposite spectrum ends here.
More whiskey eventually leads to sleep.
Pull up eventually. From the abyss or like
dive deeper.
Into
I might as well just keep going.
That's awesome.
I dig that.
Good answers.
Fantastic. Well, thank you both for your answers and for coming on to tell us a little bit about the Friends of Satan Twin Cities.
Thanks for inviting us.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks.
We'll put a link to the Facebook group
on
there. Make sure people know what's up and they can answer your three riddles. And
there will be questions. Yeah. If you want to join, there's a test.
Yeah. There's a test.
You better know your address.
Like a full written exam.
Right?
Like a small essay.
If you're a non-Minnesota listener, you can't get in.
Yeah.
Or just
you have
lie.
Your own group.
You can lie in the question that asks if you're from Minnesota. Yeah.
Tim, that's dishonest. That. And that's against the seven tenets.
Which means that you would have lied twice because one of the questions is, do you adhere to the seven tenets?
Right?
See?
You will get found out if
it's those tricky Satanist gotcha questions. All right. We're Geeks Without God. Hey, if you are a Patreon supporter at the $5 level or higher, we just sent you buttons and stickers.
Yay, buttons and stickers.
You probably have them by
$5
the time you're...
$5 level or higher?
Cool. $5 or higher, yep. If you're at $2 or higher, you're listening to this episode like weeks early, potentially.
Yeah.
Which is,
or
is
days.
Super cool. Or days.
And if you're at all levels, you just paid for some new microphones.
That's right.
Yeah.
We now have... 4 microphones.
You might have noticed a sound quality difference in this episode. I don't know. And if you did, it's because we have new microphones. Thanks to your generosity and support.
We have monitors and stuff now too. It's great. We're steadily improving, and it's all because of you folks. Thank you all so much. But otherwise, we'll have a new episode next Tuesday, like we do every Tuesday, and we'll see you then.
Bye.
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 He's the original rebel.
James Dean?
No, Satan, dummy.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're geeks, without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks without God.
Until next time, you can find us blogging and listen to past podcasts at geekswithoutgod.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at geekswithoutgod.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
We want a devil sticker.